Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to the Super Bowl Sold Stories Weekend. This is where I'm going to be going over the top 10 solds of the week to make sure that all of you across the city, across Toronto and GTA, know what's going on and actually hear the stories behind the scenes. So, in many cases, you will hear about some of these stories occasionally if the agents involved are online. Sometimes, individually, they will post their solds and tell you a little bit about them. But usually, you'll only get a little bit of the information. Unfortunately, it's just how it works. You'll sort of get the stuff that they want you to hear. My goal is to make sure that you hear what you should hear. You'll hear what you need to hear. And you'll also hear about details that sometimes these properties might not be posting about. And again, some of it might not be interesting, but to me, when I'm looking at these and I'm looking at the stories behind the sales, for example, when did those owners buy that home? How much, you know, were they able to sell it for after buying it, 5, 10, 15 years ago? I don't know about you, but that kind of stuff is actually interesting to me. More so than just the fact that, yeah, it's sold. And of course, it's a, you know, maybe it's a giant number. So I'm going to be going over the top 10 solds of the week. In this case, they range everywhere from the 4 million mark right up to almost 7 million. And this is, again, across the city. So this includes Oakville, actually. Oakville's included three times, actually four if you include the top 11. But let's just say, again, big numbers happening, big sales happening in Oakville, Halton region. So if you're out there and you've got a significant property, and I mean something that you bought 5 or 10 or 15 years ago, and maybe you paid 2 or 2.5 or 3 million, those are the homes that are actually selling for 5 and 6 and almost 7 million. So you might not realize this, but you might have that kind of a property. And to make sure that property is featured here is absolutely critical. You do not want to make the mistake of under-marketing your property. This is something that far too many homeowners are being talked into and just basically going with someone that, for example, maybe you've gone with before, or someone that, again, has sort of just, you know, shown a little bit about what they do, but not really given you the front page, the big stage. And the one thing I'm very excited about is that this podcast that you're listening to was recently ranked as the top podcast in Canada. So for real estate. So I'm really excited about the fact that building this stage that I've built for you, and this is you that's listening, you with the amazing properties, you with the great stories behind your homes, you're missing out. You're completely missing out on an opportunity to be featured on this stage. And what that means is that you will have so much more exposure for your property, especially once I've created a very customized story for your home and making sure that it actually gets out into the ears and eyes of people who are the qualified buyers out there. One of the little side, or before I get into all the details, one of the sort of the back behind the scenes stories here is that I'm very, very happy to say that of the top 10 solds in Toronto GTA, three of them were actually represented by Century 21 offices. One of them was my office. It wasn't me personally, but it was someone in my office. And another two were other Century 21 offices. So what that tells you is that these qualified buyers, they are out there. They are looking, and it doesn't matter if it's pre-spring. For a lot of people, they want to get their purchases done now. They don't want to wait. And if the right place comes up, and this is the key here, if the right place speaks to them and they're in the process of looking right now and they don't want to wait, they're actually very serious about it and they're, you know, basically ready to pay your asking price or something very close to it, you do not want to deny them that opportunity. And this is something that so many people unfortunately make the mistake of, is they wait too long to get listed. And instead of being on the market for spring, you're far better off being on the market a few weeks before. So in the next 3 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, like anywhere between like now and the end of March, you're in a position where you might be missing out on those buyers. So you do not want to make the mistake of being undermarketed and being unprepared, so that if someone in your area actually ends up being like the Super Bowl of buyers, they want to, they, you know, the Super Bowl winner of buyers, they've got the money to spend. Perhaps they sold a year ago or 2 years ago, and they've been sitting on this pile of money, which, by the way, is a real thing. There's a lot of people that have sold back in 2022 when prices were through the roof that have not bought yet. And a lot of them have been sitting on their money for about a year. They've been very happy earning interest and doing other things and traveling. Again, I could tell you all those stories, but there's a lot of them. So it's important for you to understand that there's people out there right now who are serious about buying properties. And I want to make sure that you know, again, all the details behind this so that you get these stories as well. So the first thing I'm going to go over again is just the overall top 10 solds of the week. The next segment I'm going to be doing is going to be the top 10 condos sold of the week, again, in Toronto and GTA. So I'm going to go over those today and just basically give you sort of a rundown of, again, where they're happening, where people are buying. And of course, you can see this on the map, but basically you're looking at the top few sales of this week anyways ended up being in the Oakville area. In fact, one property listed at 7.1 and another one listed at 6.7 million both sold this week. So that's telling you that people are looking in those areas for properties. In addition to that, other areas that are included is the Bedford Park area. There's also the St. Andrew Winfields area, also Forest Hill, Young and Eglinton, even out in Whitchurch, Stouffville, which is, again, important for you to know for those of you in York region. There are still buyers looking in those areas. You still want to make sure that your properties, again, are out in front. You want to make sure that you're really speaking to those buyers, attracting those kinds of buyers. And the last few ended up being in the Willowdale and the Rosedale Moore Park area, which is a very common area for, again, for big sales to happen. But again, just so you're fully aware, this is what's happening right now behind the scenes. These are where the top 10 solds happen. So if you are anywhere near any of these numbers on the map that you see, or the places that I've just mentioned, make sure that you reach out to me and let me know what your thoughts are on how your home value is right now. And I'll be able to verify that for you. I'll be able to give you unfiltered information and let you know what sort of demand is happening in your postal code right now, so that you're not guessing. And most importantly, that you're not missing a window of opportunity that you might not have again. And I'm not saying that you won't have the chance to sell again, but the way it works, as far as, like, you know, how peaks and valleys go in real estate, none of us, not me, not anybody that you would call an expert, will be able to tell you that we are in, you know, this peak and it's going to last this long. And then once we're sort of, you know, once we hit a valley, it's going to last this long. Nobody can tell you that, because if anybody could, again, they wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't be doing this job for starters. And I certainly wouldn't be doing this real estate and a podcast if I had that crystal ball. The only thing you can do is sort of watch what's happening at any given moment. And if your feet are in the water, and I use a surfing reference very often, I'm not a surfer, but I have surfed and I did learn something from them. And what they told me was some of the longtime surfers said that the only way to know for sure if a big wave is coming is to make sure that you're in the water, your feet are out there, you'll start to feel that shift in the water, but you've got to be in the water. You've actually got to be on the field. So let's go back to a Super Bowl reference. You can't be necessarily fully experiencing a game, especially football or rugby, which I played both of those all through high school, played as a center and played as a linebacker all through high school and played rugby in the spring and summer. So I was literally doing full contact sports all year long. And yes, as I've gotten older, I've felt some of those hits coming back to me, but I wouldn't change it for the world. The lessons learned on the field are literally like beyond any education you can get about, you know, how to handle yourself, how to handle pressure, all that kind of stuff. So to all of you that are going to be, again, either jumping into the Super Bowl weekend activities or into the real estate world activities, I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this. And of course, if anyone is listening to this that is listening to it mostly because of the Super Bowl soul stories element, great. And if, again, if Taylor Swift is out there and listening to this in the jet on the way to the game, thanks for listening, Taylor. And I know that not just Taylor, but a lot of other celebrities, athletes, they are bigger into real estate than they are sometimes into what they do. And having met many of them over the years, I think that it's really good for them to have, again, obviously other interests in mind. Of course, the music and what they do is, of course, a big part of it. But everyone needs sort of that other side. And a lot of people in you know, celebrities, CEOs, you know, people that have, again, you know, a lot going on. A lot of them have real estate as a passion of theirs that they, you know, they dive into. So, and it's something that is available to, you know, basically for anyone to be able to be involved on some level. And even if you're just a first-time buyer saving money, getting ready to go, I help you guys too, by the way. And I'm helping a great couple right now who is in their process of just getting started. So that's what I'm going to make sure that you guys all know about, is that you understand that this whole process of starting off your life and making the right decisions, it's really important that you have someone who can sort of help you see the future a little bit about making good decisions and making sure that you, of course, you know, follow your dreams. So once again, thanks for tuning in. And I'm going to make sure that you also hear about my two featured listings right now. They're incredible properties in the Toronto area. One of them is in the Scarborough community, Scarborough Village to be exact. And this is literally just a few minutes away from the Bluffs. This wonderful home is 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It's a modern mid-century home that was built in the 60s, but has been updated over the years, and it's in wonderful condition. We had an inspection done for it, and it's one of the rare homes in this area that has everything that you'd ever want in one of the Bluffs homes, but it's actually under $1.5 million. This is something that isn't always available. Make sure you have a look at it. It's number 2 Marcana Drive. Make sure you call your agents and make sure you book an appointment for it this weekend. Go ahead and see it on Super Bowl weekend. It would be great for you to be able to buy this property, and you could literally move into this property by the end of this month or early in March and start spring in this wonderful property. Number 2 is another property I've got for sale on 140 Hanson Street. This is in the East York Danforth area, and this particular home is an absolute classic home. It was actually built 100 years ago, but it's something that has so much character and so many stories behind it, and a lot of the original character is still there. So you'll get this chance to own a detached home in this very unique community for under $1.2 million, which is a really good starting point for you to be able to move in, make this house your own, perhaps upgrade the kitchen, perhaps fix a few things. Because again, with any home that's 100 or 50 or 25 years old, there's going to be problems that are 25, 50, or 100 years old. So you're going to see a few of those in this property, but you're talking about the big sort of the long-term vision being you being able to have a detached property in an area where that is a very, very sought-after thing. It's not the norm. Most of the properties here are semi-detached. Having lived in this area for over 20 years, I know what those properties are like. And having lived in Scarborough for my first 20 years of life, I know a lot about what those properties are like. So I'm here to make sure that you guys get all this great information, all of these details, and all the best possible help whenever you're buying or selling. But really make sure that if you're being listed, make sure that your property is featured here at realestatepodcastshow.com. And it's going to be, of course, on all of my other websites and all of my other social media as well. Thanks for tuning in.